Do you think he got very far in school?
No, I'm going to fix that. And you know how much he, how long he went to school?
How long?
Three-month sessions. And he run a country store and doing Cleveland administration.
Uh-huh.
He didn't tell me so much of this, but the neighbors. He had a good credit and a big storehouse full of groceries. And some of them said, if it hadn't been for your daddy, we'd have starved.
Mm-hmm.
But he was good to them. And when he come to my mother, there's a... My father, John C. Watts, his mother was a Godbolt.
Was a what?
A Godbolt. G-O-D-B-O-L-T. Rachel Godbolt. G-O-D-B-O-L-D. Godbolt.
Uh-huh.
And she is one of four sisters. And my father coming over here to see his Aunt Rachel Moores, who married David Moores, my mother's uncle.
Mm-hmm.
You get it? Well, he met my mother. She is over there visiting her uncle David Moores. And they met, and the next time they met, they married. Because he had to ride a horse from over here. About 90 miles over here one way.
Mm-hmm. What sort of education did your mother have?
Wait a minute. My father was he learned and then not keeping running that store.
Mm-hmm.
He educated himself. He could keep a set of books and write the prettiest hand you ever seen. Look, he could take a sheet of paper that long and line it up, and you couldn't take a square. And every figure just exactly alike and line and straight.
Mm-hmm.
And he was wonderful. Well, I'll tell you, I'm going to tell you what a fellow that checked him up in the gin business here said about it. He went then, after he married my mother, he opened up a store on Broad Street, a grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he began to credit everybody in the country because those old good old country folks in Arkansas would pay you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, some of these big shots in Texarkana come in here and eat his groceries up and wouldn't pay him. And he come here with $8,000 in cold cash money. Well, back there, you know, 85 years ago, a man had $8,000, he had some money. All right, you might say he went broke, but he kept your city treasure 16 years here. Mm-hmm. Kept the books for all the city employees. He paid the teachers their salary and all. And you know how much he got a month for it?
How much?
$40. Mm-hmm. Part of the time he did it for 24. And he asked him why I do it. He said, well, says, got eight children. He said, that just about buys the shoes. And he run a gin over there in Arkansas along with his store back in those days. But then he began to run a gin here for the Cottonseed Oil Company. And he bought the remnants and he hauled the seed.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a man come here to check him up. And so the next day the man got through with him.
Mm-hmm.
He said, Mr. Watson, I want to ask you a question. He says, what do these people pay you? He says, oh, not too much, but says that salary and what I make hauling the seed and buying the remnants, says I make pretty good salary.
Mm-hmm.
He says, I'm going to pay you a compliment. Says you've got the neatest set of books, that I've ever opened and closed in my life. Says, I thought I'd be here 4 or 5 days, and says, I've gone over. Said, I haven't been here 24 hours. Mm-hmm. And that's a compliment he paid him, and he was an expert bookkeeper, and he kept the city books for 24 years. Wrote a beautiful hand. Mm-hmm. Now, my mother never went to school. Her mother died when she was 8 years old. Mm-hmm. And she had 3 little sisters.